John Carlson, Talk Radio 570. Thanks for being
right where you want to be.
Did you see Colin Powell's interview with Bill O'Reilly last night? I absolutely loved it. And it, by the way, shows how indispensable Fox News is. And here's why. Whenever Colin Powell goes on, say, Meet the Press, or one of the morning news shows, the Today Show or Good Morning America, he's always treated with such uber deference. And no one wants to ask any kind of question that would make the general even somewhat uncomfortable, let alone squirm. Well, Bill O'Reilly, to his credit, brings him on, and he's very polite, and he is very deferential and respectful. But then he also asks him the questions that most people would like to ask of Colin Powell, who insists on calling himself a Republican, even though he has now voted twice for Barack Obama and has been far more critical of Republicans than Democrats. One of the things they covered was the economy and African Americans, because when they began their interview, General Powell said, was asked, why did you vote for Barack Obama? And the first thing he led with was the economy. And it said his economic policies, you know, the in both his election and re-election. And that's what brought this.
You're an analytical man. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, well, I try to be.
All right. President Obama's economic plan hasn't worked among African Americans. When you voted for him, 12.7 unemployment. December 2012, a month after you voted for him again, 14% unemployment up. Okay, hadn't worked. Income, black income, $32,000 compared to white, $55,000. Gone down under President Obama. Hadn't worked. So you basically said to yourself, I'm still going to support the guy, even though his economic policies haven't worked for African Americans and pretty much anyone else.
Why are you only seeing me as an African-American, Bill? That
because you did
me.
Cite
I'm
it. You
I'm
did
an
cite
American.
It, though. No, I know that. But I'm, you cited no. it in some of your criticisms. You said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the disengagement of the Republican Party from the minority community, blacks and Hispanics, troubled you.
The economic situation in the country has improved, but not enough.
Not for African-Americans.
I love how O'Reilly is not letting him go on this. First of all, he didn't let him play the race card when, you know, because he had specifically mentioned the Republicans being out of touch on the issue of race, which he sees as an African American. He gave some examples. So when he said he voted on the basis of the economy, Bill O'Reilly had the stats ready. Well, then how do you explain voting for to reelect a president where African American unemployment and income are both down under this guy? And then he says, well, why are you looking at me this way? O'Reilly goes right back to it.
I'm not speaking as an African-American. I'll come to the minority part of my criticism in a moment. But we have seen a doubling of the stock market. The financial system has stabilized. The economy is starting to improve. I want to see it improve even faster and in a broader sense so that those who are at the lower end of the economic scale, including African-Americans, Latino-Americans, and others, can start to come up. Ultimately, those numbers that you just cited are going to be fixed by an improving economy and an economy that's spread out more. And more African-Americans will benefit, and Latino-Americans, if they also get the education needed for the more demanding jobs.
All right. Thank you, General Axelrod. I mean, at that point, he was just using White House talking points that are utterly unconvincing. So, again, this was a question I think a lot of people have been waiting to see Colin Powell answer, but no one would ask him. Kudos to O'Reilly for asking. Now, they covered some other ground, including the whole issue of entitlement spending and the entitlement mentality.
You being who you are, a traditional guy, wounded in Vietnam, served his country, patriot guy, by supporting as actively as you did Barack Obama, you also put yourself in a category of intolerance on issues like entitlement culture. When you yourself were born in the South Bronx and you made it on your own, the entitlement culture now extends to 50% of the American homes. All right? Huge rise in it. So you're putting yourself in that bracket by supporting the Democratic Party through Barack Obama, who it seems their values are different than yours, General.
Yes, I was raised in the South Bronx, but I can assure you it was Social Security that kept my parents in respectable comfort after they had retired, and they paid into that.
But that's not means tested. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I would have means testing in a heartbeat. In fact, I should be means tested. I think there are a lot of things we could do with entitlement reform. I think there are lots of areas in our government where we can take a hard look, entitlement reform, other areas, and there are ways to cut the budget.
Okay, but the president isn't doing that.
Remember one thing, Bill. It is the Congress that passes appropriations bills that pays for the bills that we have incurred.
But you know Barack Obama is behind the big spending juggernaut.
Okay, that's the second thing. Have you heard General Powell utter even a syllable of disappointment or discontent over the levels of spending in this country, over the huge increase in the national debt? It took us 240 years to amass $10 trillion of debt, and Barack Obama brought it up to $16 trillion in 4 years. And the most revealing was this exchange over vote fraud, where Colin Powell, has jumped from one issue to another, and now the general is concerned about Republicans making it harder to vote. And O'Reilly just flat out calls BS on him. Listen to this. Hold on. All right.
You can't have policies that try to make it harder for minorities to vote. I think one of the most terrible things that happened in the past election season is when we had a number of states that were going out of their way claiming there was outright fraud, when there really wasn't any fraud to be of concern to us, but we were doing things to making it more difficult for those people to vote.
I want to get very micro on this. Voter ID. You object to showing an identification card when you vote?
No, of course not.
Well, that's all the Republican Party wants. That's all they want, just a voter ID.
I object to putting in place additional levels of voter ID that disenfranchise those of our fellow citizens. I want to see a Republican Party that, rather than trying to make it more difficult to vote and restricting the number of days and hours you can vote, a Republican Party that says, we want everybody to vote and we're going to give you a reason to vote for us.
All right.
Okay, now, first of all, it's easier to vote than ever before. But let's set the table here. The general complained about Republicans trying to disenfranchise voters. O'Reilly says, what are you talking? Why would you object to people showing ID at the polls? And Powell says, oh, I don't object to that. And O'Reilly says, well, that's what the Republicans were suggesting. And then you saw the general kind of, retreat a little bit and talk about, long delays and let's give people a reason to vote for Republicans and, let's not have these hours where the polls are open and closed. But listen to where he goes next.
But I don't know if asking for an ID is trying to restrict the vote. I mean, I'm sorry. You should be able to prove who you are before you cast a ballot.
No, you should be able to prove who you are when you register to vote. And when you make the proper registration, identify yourself, you shouldn't have to go to some higher level, which is going to restrict
them. But surely fraud is committed. And I mean, Boston and Chicago, you register and then you show up and it's not you.
I have not seen any study that says fraud is a problem of such significance that these kinds of procedures were in place. And I'm glad to see that Governor Scott in Florida has recently said he's turning this back over to his local community.
I just think showing an ID to vote is the bare minimum.
Okay, you see what he did here. When O'Reilly said, are you actually suggesting that it's unreasonable to show an ID at the polls? Colin Powell said, well, no, it's nothing wrong. No, showing ID is nothing wrong. Yet by the time they're done and O'Reilly says there is absolutely nothing unreasonable about showing ID when you show up to vote, Powell retreated. The general retreated and said, you should show ID when you register. So now Powell is on the side of about 12% of the American electorate. About 88% of the American people in polls say, of course, it's reasonable to show ID when you show up to vote. And the reason's very simple. No one wants their vote to be diluted by someone else's fraud. But, you know, Powell initially says, oh, no, showing ID when you show up to, I have no problem with that. By the end of the exchange, he clearly had a problem with that. Let's get to the phones here. 206-421-5757. Ron, Mill Creek, good to have you here.
Hey, John, good morning. As a by the way, he didn't have Christine Gregoire as his governor, did he? Scurrying right along. I noticed there that he slipped it right through, not only drinking the Kool-Aid, but serving it. He said about the wealth or the growth would be spread around a little more. Did you hear that? It was so slick.
Oh, the previous clip, yes.
Yeah, earlier. Spread around. So even though it's falling like crazy, he wants to spread that around. How magnanimous.
Yeah, as things go, and I thank you very much for your call, when you really listen carefully to Colin Powell, it's clear that, yeah, he's a Republican, but he's every Democrat's favorite Republican. And he knows he can do them the most good by continuing to call himself a Republican. But issue for issue, he's a standard issue liberal. Don't complain about excess spending. Don't complain about the debt. Say you want entitlement reform, but don't point out that it's your guy in the White House who has been resisting it, even when one of his own commissions suggests it. And then make all sorts of complaints about things that aren't really problems. You know, oh, Republicans trying to put up these impediments to voting. The impediments are showing an ID. Gee, I wonder if you have to show an ID at the PX when you're on base. Brent, Seattle, real quickly. You're on Talk Radio 570 KVI with John Carlson. Then we got to switch topics. Go ahead.
John, pleasure. I'm not very good at real quickly, but Colin Powell does sound like Teddy Roosevelt. He does sound like Dwight Eisenhower. He does sound like Ulysses S. Grant, and he does sound like Abraham Lincoln. I think that Colin Powell is right as far as voting. I live in the Cascade neighborhood. It's a very, very poor neighborhood. And so you have people around here that are homeless, that basically have to go and walk around with whatever stuff they have, and they're saying, can you buy me lunch? Can you buy me lunch? Can you buy me lunch? Those people aren't going to have a lot of IDs. They have no home. And so
how do you even know they're registered to vote?
Some of them are.
Right, but how do you know? Wait, how do you know that? You know that. You know that when they show their ID and you can check their ID against the voter registration rolls, right?
I have no problem with them using student ID or them using a birth certificate or them using a Social Security card. Those are all fine. Right now, student ID is not legal, but an NRA card is. This is not reasonable. It's not reasonable to go and to restrict the hours that you can vote. It is not reasonable.
Why? When have we not had restrictions on voting hours?
Because it was in Florida, for instance, you used to have a number of different extra days where you could vote. Now you have these huge lines that are especially in precincts that are heavily Democratic. This is terrible. Now it's
why they extended. Wait, they extended the hours. They extended the hours.
No, actually, the state government in Florida was fighting to keep the hours restricted.
But they were. But when they had lines around the polls at closing time, they extended the hours for people who were already in line.
That's good.
So
do that.
So, but
now people might have been in line for hours and they might have gone home.
But tell me why it's unfair. But wait, tell me why it's unfair to ask someone to show an ID when they show up to vote.
They can show show a student ID. They could show a birth certificate.
A valid ID.
A security card.
Uh-huh.
If they could do those things, that would be fine. But instead, an NRA card works and a student card doesn't. This is crap. Now, on to...
Well, it depends what kind of student ID it is. I mean, if it's something that is easily forged or that is impossible to trace to the bearer, the person holding it, then of course it shouldn't be used as a valid ID.
We're talking about a photo ID, or we're talking about a Social Security card. They do have records on this, and there's not too many schools that have people that claim to be students that are not. I went to Seattle University, a private school. I went to University of Washington, a public school. I went to Seattle Central Community College, a public school, and I went to Western, a public school. And unlike Butarski, my 7 years were not down the drain. However, none of these schools was that an issue. As far as entitlement reform, I believe that everyone is entitled to a home. They are entitled to...
What do you mean they're entitled to a home? Wait. They're entitled to a home?
They want to have something other than...
Brent, you said they're entitled to a home? Yeah, people are entitled to a home?
40, I'm single, I'm Jewish, I'm white.
I don't care.
There are frickin' Jewish women that's going to be interested in me because I have no job, I'm not really, really good looking, I'm not famous, and I'm not really, really charismatic. And so basically...
I guess you should blame that on George Bush.
And if I want more, I need to get a job. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
I love how you... I'm sorry you're in this situation in life. Where you're blaming all your personal problems on politicians and government and other things. You know, but what you said, people are entitled to a home. I wasn't able to afford my first home until I was 30. And even then, it was hard for me to get in. I was highly leveraged. I could only afford 10% down. So I had to get mortgage insurance. Does that mean that from the ages of 22, when I graduated from college, to 30, I was being deprived of a human right? Of course not.